Today, on The Word of Truth Revealed,
evangelism causes us to grow larger. We grow larger through what? Evangelism. Remember, evangelism causes the church to grow larger.
Bishop Clark says, after coming into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we begin to envision the need for fulfilling the great commission of evangelism.
I don't know how any church cannot have an emphasis or put an emphasis on evangelism. It is a gift to the body of Christ.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, a Spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark teaches us how to discover what our spiritual gifts are, how to use them, and what their importance is in the body of Christ. Grab your Bibles and let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, as Bishop Clark begins the message, Assess Your Spiritual Gifts.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise for His goodness and His mercy. And His mercy endures forever. When we talk about assessment of the gifts, we're talking about evaluating the value of your spiritual gifts. In other words, God has released, write it down, favors into your life. Favors are in you. God has released spiritual skill, has been released into your life. Whether you manage it properly or not, or whether you develop it or not, the spiritual skill is dormant inside of you. Spiritual abilities as well. Spiritual abilities. Many of us have natural abilities, but God has given you, I call them miraculous faculties. Even spiritual intelligence is in the gift. A spiritual intelligence, a higher level of thinking and functioning, even though people are always picking low-hanging fruit, but God wants us to go to higher realms of spiritual intelligence. He wants us to understand that He has given you rewards. The gift is a reward. It's not that you earned it. He's just gracing you with the gift according to His will. He has put contributions inside of you. A contribution to His kingdom is inside of you. A contribution to His glory is on the inside of you. Again, miraculous faculties. You have five senses and you have faculty. You have the ability to see, taste, hear, feel, and speak. But God says, I'm adding miraculous faculties to you to do mighty exploits in the earth. And it's not just limited to preachers. It's not just limited to the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But it's also given to the body of Christ to equip the body to do great works. We need to be trained on how to work the gifts so we don't bump into each other. There is a grace that's necessary in the wheel bearings or in the turning of the wheel of God's kingdom. The wheel, literal wheel, W-H-E-E-L, the wheel of the New Testament church that's rolling into new dimensions. We need to know how to function and to stay in our lane. The wheel has wheel bearings. That's the core. It has spokes. That's translocal ministries. It has a rim that needs not to be bent. It needs tires to change all of the time so it can keep on rolling and maintain traction. So wherever you are in the wheel, you need to make sure that you're functioning in the area in which God has designed for you to function. And so assimilation in this church is the process which makes you and I, an accepted, valued, comfortable part of Truth Revealed Church family. I say again, assimilation in the church, this particular church, and for those of you that are part of other churches, a local church, is that process which makes you an accepted, the process that makes you accepted, valued. We want you to be valued now. We got to have that sense of belonging. But we also want you to feel comfortable yet uncomfortable. We don't want you relaxing and got your hands on the back of that chair like you don't know what's going on. You need to be sitting at the seat of ready as we move forward. We want you comfortable but also uncomfortable as a part of the Truth Revealed Church family. If you're a pastor and you have a church, you want to start moving toward making the people feel accepted, valued, comfortable as a part of the local family. After coming into a saving knowledge of who God is, and we all started somewhere on our journey toward being like Jesus. But as we come into a saving, or as we came into a saving knowledge of Jesus, we began to envision in our own spirit and in our own mind the reality of spiritual warfare. When you came into the kingdom, it may have been good the first few months when you got saved. You were able to cry when you worship and just love on the Lord. But after a while, things start coming your way. Circumstances and situations and consequences, and things start attacking your mind, even your body. And people start acting up real bad. You know why? Because you stepped into the reality of spiritual warfare. And many people don't even know they're in a war. They're playing with the devil. They're like Van Halen, running with the devil. They're running with the devil. And you can't walk with God if you're running with the devil. You got to stop running with the devil so you can walk with God. And so we got to make sure now that there's a reality of spiritual warfare. If you're not in a battle, you're about to go into one, or you just came out of one. And God wants you equipped that as you go in with these miraculous faculties, you go in fully loaded. I like the men's conference because we're talking about the men's advance reloaded conference. Reloaded. We aim and we reload every year. And we're going to reload you with some alpha stuff so you can start leading out and not having to be beta when it comes to leadership and expecting others to guide you when the Holy Ghost is inside of you to guide you and lead you into all truth. And so we need to make sure that we understand the reality of spiritual warfare and the need for fulfilling the cultural mandate or the great commission that Jesus gave in Matthew 28 to go into all the world and to preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. That cultural mandate is called evangelism, which is the spiritual reproductive system of the mystical body of Christ. If you don't have evangelism in your church, you're not going to have new babies. And all of us should have a sense that we need to evangelize the world. As it gets darker, we need to carry the torch. Sitius, altius, fortius here at the church here. Sitius, altius, fort, sitius, swifter, altius, higher, fortius, stronger. We need to carry that torch up the hill and make sure that there's an amber light shining in this region so those who are in darkness can see great light, because Jesus is shining the light. And he wants to give all of those who are walking in the earth today without any mandate in their life and not knowing that God has created you with a purpose to know that he also has a gift, a spiritual gift that he wants to download into you as soon as you know who Jesus is. And then he wants that gift to not sit in the back of the corner and you don't want to step on anyone's toes. We need to activate the gift so it can begin to function so the body can grow. I'm preaching better than folk are saying amen. Maybe you all are listening really intently, but I just want you to know that God has his mind and his eyes on you. Can the church say yes? You said amen, I said say yes. Note, evangelism causes us to grow larger. So we grow larger through what? Evangelism. Come on, you can talk back. We grow larger through what? Evangelism. Remember, evangelism causes the church to grow larger. I don't know how any church cannot have an emphasis or put an emphasis on evangelism. It is a gift to the body of Christ. Leadership. We also need to understand leadership is important, so we grow stronger through our leaders. So we grow larger through evangelism, planting the seed of God's word into this society, into the hearts of people. You will see an expansion of the kingdom of God. But you grow stronger through leadership. And that's why I'm pulling on leaders, even in the next message, the next series, we're pulling on leaders to really, really become renowned and mature, because the body will grow stronger when we have strong leadership. Now, we want strong followers, but we need strong leaders. We need leaders who are not fickle, leaders who don't get offended easily, leaders who don't stop coming to church because they don't know what time it is or because somebody didn't speak to them, but people who can take the mantle and come and suffer with us. Amen. Can be a part of the team and suffer wisely so we can get things done. You're not a good leader if you can't suffer. It's like getting in the ring with Mike Tyson or Tyson Fury, and you don't want to suffer, but you want the championship. You got to understand that when you don't get the championship until you can take a few blows, you better train well or you may get knocked out swiftly. It doesn't matter how strong you punch, you can knock somebody down, but if they got a fight on the inside of them, they're going to get up and keep on fighting. That's what happened in that fight a few weeks ago. Tyson Fury was knocked down and almost got knocked out, but he got up and wind up knocking his opponent out. You know why? Because he realized that if you're going to be something, you got to be something. And so leadership makes us grow stronger. I don't know why we would let the enemy affect our relationship with leadership, or why leaders have a distance, such a long distance between the followers. We need to close the distance between leaders and followers. And then the third thing is discipleship. We grow deeper through our discipleship. We grow larger through evangelism. We grow stronger through leadership, but we also grow deeper through discipleship. And everybody should have some scripture that you've memorized. And everybody coming in the kingdom, before you start functioning in ministry, can you follow Jesus? This is what Jesus said to all disciples. Can you follow me? Follow me. Don't follow fads. Don't follow dress codes. Don't follow rules and regulations. Learn how to follow me. And I will teach you about the codes. I will teach you what to do, what not to do, what to wear. I will teach you even by my spirit of what you can get into and what you should stay away from, what you should avoid. That comes through discipleship. And everybody should have a discipleship hat that's hanging on the hook in your home that says, I've gone through some type of training, and I got some word that I've memorized, and I'm confessing day and night that I can make my way prosperous and I can have good success. Then we also grow in fellowship, koinonia, but we grow warmer through our fellowship. See, fellowship is designed to keep you warm during cold seasons. The more we fellowship, the warmer we should be. And right now, during this pandemic, fellowship has been hindered to some degree, but I just decree and declare that God is making us warm again. Call somebody. Stop acting like you're all alone. You are not alone. I'm here with you. You need to learn how to fellowship. Let's bring the torch of that back to the house of God. And I want to encourage our people to start coming back. Maybe you're not coming to every service, but you need to start pressing your way in. Even in the midweek service, there needs to be more of us that come out. And if you're home, I want you to like and share this feed so you can help me to spread the gospel. And then last but not least, we grow broader through our ministry efforts, whether it's the HCI or it is youth ministry or this whatever ministry that you would like to join, we grow broader through our ministry. And I want you to start getting involved with that. Some of us are only involved in one. I would recommend that you stay away from being in more than three at a time. But you should involve yourself in ministry. It will keep you on the cutting edge. Iron sharpens iron, and you don't know how dense you are or how shallow you are, how wide but inch deep you are, unless you start working with people and come out of isolation to challenge that. Amen. You won't even know what kind of maturity you have until you start working with people or what adjustments you need to make so you can function at a higher level. This teaching will show you about spiritual gifts, how to become equipped to do the work of the church through the endowment of God's miraculous faculties in your life. So let's look at a spiritual gift review. Number one, everyone has a spiritual gift. You need to be able to place your hand on your chest and say, I possess a spiritual gift. If you know Jesus as Lord, he didn't just come into your life. He gave you at least one spiritual gift. It may be laying dormant. It may not be polished, but it's there. And I want to just take away the spirit of fear from everyone that has to ask for permission to function in the gift. God wants you to use the gift. Just be wise in how you use it. You don't have to get permission from me to do what God has called you to do around the world. But when you function in the house, that's why you stick with the teaching. The teacher will come out to show you how to work with it congruently with other people who are in the house of the Lord so we don't clash. Remember, we're part of the wheel of the New Testament church. Ezekiel saw it in Ezekiel 1 with eyes all around, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He saw the functionality of spiritual gifts connected as a wheel rolling into the 21st century. And you can roll and roll on if you're working together congruently. Are you tied to the axis? Are you tied to the rim? Are you tied to the wheels of the wheel so we can get things done? Are you isolated somewhere out there doing things, talking about God has given you a new anointing when you need to work with the kingdom of God, which is connected? So stay connected. And that's the challenge with people who start getting the gifts. We all want to separate and start doing things as individually. But if we work collectively, we can get things done for God. One can chase 1,000. I'm preaching better. And two can put 10,000 to flight. Where's the synergy, the synergistic efforts that God wants to bring into the house of God so we can all work together to fulfill the cultural mandate that God has given us in Matthew 28? And I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I'm preaching better than you're saying amen tonight. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And discipleship and ministry and evangelism and leadership and fellowship and ministry, all of those key things that makes us broader, warmer, larger, deeper, and stronger. So everyone has a spiritual gifts. Gifts are for believers. Glory to God. Gifts are for believers, but they're also for non-believers, but they're primarily for gift believers to function in. So there are people who have talents, but I'm talking about gifts from the Lord. If you have been endowed with power from on high by the infilling of the Holy Ghost, primarily Jesus coming into your heart, he gave you at least one gift. And you'll find that out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I read as a text, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 1 to verse 8, verse 7. And so gifts are for believers. The Bible says you can desire spiritual gifts. I would not have you to be ignorant about the gifts. And so no one should be isolated or ignorant about how the gifts should function in the house, which means the teacher must arise and the priest, the teaching priest, to show us how we function in the gifts that God has given us. The Bible says in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians verse 1, don't be ignorant concerning that. And see, the Bible says, my people do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Ignorance will hinder the move of God. There are like four things that hinder the move of God. A religion is one. Tradition is another. And ignorance is number three. Just being unaware of what God has called us to. Or unaware of how important you are because he deposited a gift in you. You got saved, it was a moment, but he deposited a gift inside. He set it there, a treasure. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the power of God and not of you. And see, you didn't come up, you weren't born with a veil over your face and you're gifted. No, Holy Ghost put it there when you found out who Jesus is. Don't listen to these fairy tales, these superstitions. Well, you always been, listen, watch that, watch witchcraft now. Watch witchcraft here, because we're not talking about witchcraft. We're not talking about veils. That's just a little film that you had over you from your mama's placenta. Don't get it twisted now. There's some natural birth. There's some afterbirth up in there. We need to get washed off when we're born. Hallelujah. So don't get it twisted. Don't be ignorant about the gifts. We need to make sure that ignorance is not there. You got tradition. You have ignorance. And you have, what was the other one? Religion. And then the fourth one is irrelevance. You're trying to take something from the previous century into the 21st century. It don't even work yet. It doesn't even work anymore. It's irrelevant to the times. After we moved into a digital age, why are you still analog? Why are you using cassettes when we're now in MP3 and MP4? That's what we're trying to say. We got to start moving with the time. Holy Ghost is already here preparing the way, creating highways above our head. There are highways that are not just down the road here, but there are highways above our head. There's signals that sending out messages, and we got to learn how to get on the highway so we can get things done, get the swifter, faster, and stronger. Glory to God. And so gifts are for believers. Don't be ignorant. And then the Bible says in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, you can desire to prophesy. And God wants you to desire that. He will fill your mouth with prophecy. And just because we prophesy doesn't mean we are the prophet of the moment. We just, God will use you to prophesy to further the kingdom. So we need to be trained in how we function and flow. People are using all of these languages and things interchangeably, but some things are isolated, and we need training in the local church so we can get things done for God. And then spiritual gifts are different from talents. Spiritual gifts are different from talents. Gifts are God-given. Talents can be innate. In other words, he will allow you to be born with a talent. Some people are born with a talent. We say gift, but they're talented to sing. They don't even have to take lessons. They just come out singing. And then some of us just didn't get that grace. But I wish I had. I would be a dangerous I wish I can tune up, because I would be a dangerous preacher if I can preach and get things done. And then take a moment and start singing in the midst of it. Oh God, help. Gifts are God-given. Charisma is grace-given. You didn't earn it, but some people have charisma and it needs to be used properly. Then we have charisma gifts. It's different from natural charisma because craftiness resembles wisdom, but a person with charisma now may use craftiness as another would use wisdom. And if you don't know the difference between the two, you can get lost in the mix.
We interrupt this broadcast for a very important message.
Men, get ready for the premier men's conference of 2022. January 7th and 8th are the dates for the Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark.
An alpha male is described as being the most dominant, powerful, or assertive man in a particular group.
At this conference, you'll learn how to be more dominant in decreeing and declaring blessings over your family.
Straight Up Alpha.
You'll discover how to become more powerful as a prayer warrior.
Straight Up Alpha.
And realize how to become more assertive in sharing your faith and becoming the alpha male God intended you to be. All sessions for the conference will be held on the ministry campus of Truth Revealed International Ministries, located at 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Straight Up Alpha.
Straight Up Alpha.
The Men's Advance Reloaded Men's Conference, presented by the International Ministries of Truth Revealed, with your conference host, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Friday, January 7th, and Saturday, January 8th, 2022. For more information and to register for this conference, go to truthrevealed.org.
Straight Up Alpha.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What you doing for New Year's Eve? Don't have any plans? Now you do.
Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's Eve celebration that will launch you into your net. This is your invite to Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. This New Year's Eve praise party starts with powerful praise and worship, followed by a relevant and electrifying word from the modern-day prophet, Bishop Merton L. Clark. Ignite 2022 will have you releasing what happened in this year and ready to receive everything that God has for you in 2022. The site for this New Year's Eve worship experience is at Truth Revealed International Ministries, 2838 Palm Bay Road in Palm Bay, Florida. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9. Get there early to make sure you have a seat. CDC guidelines will be enforced and face masks are mandatory. Bishop Merton L. Clark and Trim Nation invite you to the only New Year's celebration that will launch you into your next Ignite 2022, Friday night, December 31st at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 with the praise party starting at 9 p.m. We want to see everybody in the place. How many bodies? Everybody.
I'd like to take a moment to wish you a very Merry Christmas. During this season, we will be celebrating hope, peace, love, and joy. I pray that all four of these would fill your life in every way this Christmas and beyond. I am grateful to God for each and every one of you. This Christmas, as in all previous years, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. Without Christ's presence among us, we would be totally lost. Through Christ's presence working within us, with us, through us, and for us, we're being healed, transformed, reconciled, and made whole. I pray you have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's teaching, we would love to hear from you. You can write to us at The Word of Truth Revealed, P.O. Box 60128, Palm Bay, Florida 32906, or you can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. Now, for your physical copy of today's message, Assess Your Spiritual Gifts, when you write or email us, use reference number 2110-2707. That's 2110-2707. Or log on to our website and download the MP3. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with the International Ministries of Truth Revealed. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with us, Trim Nation, by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. For Android users, go to the Play Store, and for Apple users, go to the App Store. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visit us on the web at truthrevealed.org. And now, a final thought from Bishop Clark.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In this season, please make sure that you make room for Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Keep me ever in your will.